This is the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Markey. We live in a democracy where many choices are made for us. And we've been lulled into being fine with this process of representation. So it seems to me that we are asleep at the wheel while people in City Hall, the state capitol, DC, they all decide for us. So with this 21st Century Activism News Hour, I'm here to highlight online groups that can keep us informed about issues that we care about, things that are happening now, things that we can act upon simply by sending an email or by finding out more information. I also share sources of news from both the corporate and independent media. And I also don't want future shows to just be a one-sided conversation. Perhaps you have knowledge of online activist groups or activist groups in general, and I would be happy to share them with all of our listeners here. So please, if you have any information you'd like to pass on to me about activist groups, online or not, you can always email me at markeys@killradio.org. That's M-A-R-Q-U-I-S, as in Marquis de Sade, at killradio.org. Also, you can connect with the show's MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Markeys_KR. Again, that's MARQUIS_KR. So today we'll be looking at a few current activist campaigns. We'll hear a segment. We'll hear about a play that I saw called The Gift of Peace. And a number of current activism opportunities that we have to take action about issues that we care about when we come back. So I want to start off by sharing with you, I talked about this last week, the play that I saw this past weekend on Saturday. It's called The Gift of Peace, and it's actually a play about current legislation before Congress introduced by Dennis Kucinich of Ohio. He's actually introduced this legislation a number of times over a number of years. It's legislation to create a Department of Peace. And the bill before the House of Representatives is H.R. 808. And what it is it's a landmark measure that will augment our current problem-solving options, providing practical, nonviolent solutions to the problems of domestic and international conflict. Domestically, the Department of Peace will develop policies and allocate resources to effectively reduce the levels of domestic and gang violence, child abuse, and various other forms of societal discord. Internationally, the department will advise the President and Congress on the most sophisticated ideas and techniques regarding peace creation among nations. This play, which was simply a means of spreading the word about this legislation, was a number of monologues about different people's of different walks of life, their understanding of this Department of Peace. And it was really a powerful experience because, interestingly enough, throughout they shared a lot of a lot of statistics. And this idea, this Department of Peace, has actually been around since the dawn of this country of ours. So it has been introduced into Congress numerous times, from the 1700s all the way up till now, and it is yet to take hold. So if you'd like to find out more about the play, you can go to thegiftofpeace.org. That's thegiftofpeace.org. But they're connected to a group called the Peace Alliance, and their website is thepeacealliance.org. And they have a campaign going now really about getting the word out, getting people to know about this legislation, and to get it acted upon. So if you go to thepeacealliance.org, you can see there's a menu for Act Now. And there's a way you can contact Congress. You can donate. You can also sign up for their emailing list whenever there's new issues coming related to this. So let's look at contact Congress. And probably what it does is it'll take in your address. Oh yeah, it'll actually, if you go there, let's see. It looks like it'll do it if you put in your information. Yeah, if you put in your own information, it will send an email to your member of Congress in the House. So it does it all for you. It looks like it's going to... I'm reading it as I see. So it looks like you can send both a fax and an email. I'm just going to do it now. In the subject line, I'm typing support HR808 hyphen the Department of Peace. And it already has part of the email written out for me. It says, "Dear Member of Congress, I urge you to support the establishment of a U.S. Department of Peace. I'm also requesting that you sign on as a co-sponsor. The U.S. House bill number is HR 808. A Senate bill is still pending." I'm going to write because it's possible that my member of Congress could already be a co-sponsor. I believe there's only, last I heard, there's only like 65, which, if you kind of know, that isn't a lot. I think they need like 200 something in order for it to go forward. So I'm going to write, "I hope that you are already a co-sponsor, and if not, you would quickly become one. Thank you for your time in regards to this very important, important legislation that can change our world in our lifetime." How does that sound? And then you fill out all the information at the bottom, and I'm assuming the computer's going to do the rest, because I'm going to put my name, my email address. But I'm wondering how it's going to figure out. We'll see. Stand by. So what's great about this is here's a way that, you know, one of the hardest things is like, how do I find out who my congressperson is? I believe there's also a website. I think it's congress.org that you can also find out that information. But a lot of these things will do it for you. They'll be able to figure out based on your address, which district you're in, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to put this all in now, and let's see what happens. So I'm sending both an email and a fax. Scanning. You know what? I wonder if I'm supposed to put my name there. We'll try that. Now go. Oh, I see. You go down and it sent the information. So yeah. Is... Okay, yeah. There's my... There they all are. Oh, am I just supposed to send message? Oh, I see. It sends to everybody. Oh, I click there. Okay. So it figured it out. Oh, this is interesting. It figured it out based on the information, and then it gave me my representative in the House of Representatives, Representative Lucille Roybal-Ayard. And then it shows my senator, Dianne Feinstein. Thank you very little. She hasn't... No one in the Congress has signed on yet. I wish Barbara Boxer was my senator. Damn it. And then Representative Hilda Solis. Now, I don't know what this... Maybe this is on the state level. And then there's that cutie, Xavier Becerra. Oh, there's Barbara Boxer. Awesome. So I'm just... all these boxes came up. And I'm just clicking on them. Saying, send message to each of these people. So I sent it to everyone. I sent it to Representative Roybal-Ayard, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Representative Hilda Solis, Representative Xavier Becerra. God, he's cute. And then Senator Barbara Boxer. I can't believe Barbara hasn't signed on yet. Come on. So that was pretty easy. That was good. I've never seen it done that way before. That's why it's so interesting. So when we come back, let's look at some other current actions. Again, this was the Peace Alliance. Their website is thepeacealliance.org. And you can find out more about this legislation that Dennis Kucinich introduced many times since... I think he's introduced since every time since 2001. He's introduced it like 4 or 5 times, if I remember correctly. And then what was so crazy was before that, they also mentioned that he is not the first to introduce this legislation. It's been introduced throughout the history of our country. So the time's now, people. Check it out. Thegiftofpeace.org for the play. I know it's going to be... It just finished performing in Hollywood. It's now going to be performing next in San Clemente and some other place. I think it's also going to be performing in Long Beach for those of you in the Los Angeles, Southern California area. And then again, thepeacealliance.org. We'll be back. Welcome back. So next we're going to go to a group called the Union of Concerned Scientists. And they are a leading science-based nonprofit working for a healthy environment and a safer world. The UCS combines independent scientific research and citizen action to develop innovative, practical solutions and to secure responsible changes in government policy, corporate practices, and consumer choices. So it looks like it began originally at MIT back in 1969, and it's now an alliance of more than 200,000 citizens and scientists. Their members are people from all walks of life, parents and business people, biologists and physicists, teachers and students. Their achievements over the decades show that thoughtful action based on the best available science can help safeguard our future and the future of our planet. So let's look at, if you go to UCS USA, So that's like Union of Concerned Scientists USA. So UCSUSA.org. That's where you'll find them. And then look at Take Action. All these groups have a links like Take Action, Act Now, that kind of thing. So right now they have a number of current advocacy campaigns. There's one to urge the EPA to let states reduce global warming pollution from vehicles. There's also one about not transporting firewood. And that one I read about. That one's just like, what's the big deal about transporting firewood? So let's look at that real quick, just because you're like, what's the big deal? America's forests are threatened by non-native forest pests, highly destructive insects and diseases that threaten our forests and the clean water, recreation, and other resources they provide. Since these forest pests survive inside wood where you can't see them, they can be transported long distances by accident. You can help protect America's forests with a simple action. Don't transport firewood. So this was a petition. And this actually came out right before Memorial Day, thinking about barbecues and things like that. So it makes sense once you think about it. Think about how you can transport bugs that would be dangerous to other parts, other ecologies. But their current one right now, this is for June. This one's called, this one says, urge Congress to support cool cars and clean energy. This summer, as millions of Americans are turning on their air conditioners and hitting the highways, the new leadership in Congress has an opportunity to protect our families' pocketbooks and begin to curb global warming. A package of energy and climate proposals will come before Congress in the next few weeks that could offer significant savings on the cost of gasoline and electricity, as well as reduce America's global warming pollution. So now is the time to tell Congress that they must reduce our dependence on oil and other polluting fossil fuels by increasing fuel economy, energy efficiency, and our use of clean, renewable energy. So please contact your legislatures and urge them to protect American families, help resolve our energy problems, and reduce global warming pollution today. So you click there, it says Take Action Now. And it has the letter already written out to the senator and representative. And since I have participated before in this, I don't have to fill out all the information. I just have to put in my email address, and it should do it all for me. Let's see, maybe not. It said it would. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I already participated in this one. It just told me. I thought it sounded a little familiar. So let's look at what else. So anyway, so here's what else is going on at Union of Concerned Scientists. There's other advocacy issues that they have. That happens. You know, go, oh, okay, I'll do it. So they also have oppose missile defense and new nuclear weapons funding. Keep antibiotics working. Urge your representatives to support the renewable energy tax credit. So there's a lot of issues here. And what's great about these groups is not only do you get to take action about something you care about, but also it's a way of finding out about legislation before Congress that we're not going to find out via the news, television, newspaper, whatever. Unless you're reading environmental news, you may not know about these issues. And these issues, of course, are important. And what's interesting is when you contact your congressperson, I learned that when they get 50 people, now they represent how many hundreds of thousands of people, but if they get 50 emails or letters or faxes about one issue, that is considered like a spike. That is considered something very urgent and important. So 50 people is not a lot of people. So it's an easy way. You can also get on the Union of Concerned Scientists email list. They will email you about current activism opportunities, current opportunities to take action. That's probably where I found out about this one, about Congress to support cool cars and clean energy. I probably got an email originally about that, and then I just acted upon it. You can actually do it within the email oftentimes. You don't have to go to their website. Sometimes it's so simple that you just hit reply back, and the magic of technology will do it for you. So again, that's the Union of Concerned Scientists, UCSUSA.org is the main website, I believe. Let me go back, because I think I just said that wrong. Yeah, UCSUSA.org, and then you can click on Take Action. They also have a lot of news there about things happening, things going on. The most recent is auto companies spread misinformation on clean car discount. Also recently written was flawed missile defense system not a threat to Russia. And then there's also automakers aim to weaken fuel economy standards. And there's more news. There's a whole bunch. You can actually find out who these people are, these scientists, these experts. So again, that's the Union of Concerned Scientists, UCSUSA.org. And what I like is they cover a wide range of issues. And what you'll find is if you get involved with these groups, like Working Assets, which is very broad in what it covers, and Union of Concerned Scientists, you'll see an overlap of issues. They'll be asking you to take on similar issues, but I say do it. So when we come back, we'll be checking out MoveOn.org, the political Action Committee, and see what they have urgent and current. This is Heather Green. She's a local artist here in Santa Monica. I learned about her on the show happening after this show here, the Old Submission Show. We're back. So MoveOn.org, pretty very well known political action committee, been around since President Clinton was in office, and they have a number of campaigns. Now this group, they're obviously, most of them are a bunch of Democrats, so it's very much a Democrat heavy group. And so this one seems a little more obvious that it's part of a political party. So I say that just to truth in advertising, I guess. So they have a number of campaigns right now. And if you go to MoveOn.org and you click on current campaigns, you'll see a number of issues. But first and foremost, they have a petition for stop price gouging. It says gasoline prices are predicted to be even higher than last summer, even though Big Oil just announced record profits. The House passed a bill right before Memorial Day, but it was weakened at the last minute by the oil companies to make it hard to enforce. Enough is enough. The Senate is voting on a bill in a couple of weeks to make gasoline price gouging a federal crime, and we need them to make it strong. Can you sign the petition and pass it on? So this one's a simple petition. This is a little bit different than oftentimes those petitions you might get as emails. Those really don't work. What does work is when you email, fax, or call your congressperson. Now, these types of petitions are different because MoveOn.org is controlling it. They are they're going to send it out to the right people. But oftentimes, I haven't seen one in a long time, but those email petitions where you sign your name and then you forward it on to a whole bunch of people, those don't end up working because first and foremost, we all know how easy it is just to sign a petition, and it's more important than if... And the other thing is there's no way of verifying those names. But this, they do it, they ask for your address. I hit enter, I guess. They ask for your address, they ask for all that information so that you can be verifiable. And there's even an area to put in additional information for your congressperson. Okay, this is bugging me. There we go. Okay, so I just filled it out. I put in my email address, all that information, signed the petition, and sent it off. Now, in some ways, a guy like me, it's kind of interested in prices for gas being high, because then it means maybe people drive less, and maybe people will use more public transportation. But that's kind of considered not a popular opinion, is it? I mean, I'm lucky. I live in a city where I can use mass transportation relatively easily. I don't have to drive to get anywhere most of the time. So I have the luxury of being able to use mass transportation, and so I can have that opinion, but I know a lot of people, the way suburbia is designed, you have to get in a car to go somewhere. We don't live in pedestrian-friendly cities oftentimes, or suburban cities. So check out MoveOn.org. There's a lot of campaigns that they have going on. There's one about the paperless voting ban advancing in Congress. Also about keeping the internet free, or not in terms of course, in terms of cost, but also in terms of internet freedom. So a lot of things to look at. These are things that you feel strong about. You would probably like MoveOn.org. So we come back. We're going to go to the United Farm Workers website. And we'll be back. This is John Mitchell with a song called Fahrenheit 440 Hertz. We're back. I feel like I'm coming in really loud. All right. So we go to the United Farm Workers website. This is a very important group, especially for Californians, because of all the migrant workers that we have here. And basically, the United Farm Workers came into being due to the growers treating their workers not only unfairly, but in really horrible conditions. So these are kind of like, this is kind of like the, almost, this is almost like a union. For farm workers. So let's look at Take Action. So you go to their website, ufw.org. Under Take Action, there's a lot of stuff here, both on the national level, but especially a lot on the California level, because California is such an agricultural state. And like the first one here for California residents, it says, take action to prevent pesticide poisoning. AB 1530, the Preventing Pesticide Poisoning Bill, passed the California Assembly and now moves on to the Senate. We need you to email your senator and request support for this important bill that can help save farm workers' lives. More than 30 years ago, the California legislature determined that state-directed testing is necessary in order to prevent poisonings among workers who routinely work with a group of commonly used toxic pesticides. However, decades later, we still do not know if the resulting medical supervision program protects farm workers. Why, you ask? Because no agency is responsible for collecting and analyzing the test results showing workers' exposure to these hazardous pesticides. This valuable information has been left scattered and idle. So what AB 1530 does, 1530, it provides a crucial step towards protecting farm workers from hazardous pesticides. The bill requires laboratories that conduct diagnostic tests of workers to share test results to appropriate state agencies. This vital bill ensures that information on the number of workers who experience overexposure will be available and used to prevent future tragedies. So again, the email is already written out. Even in the subject line, it has the subject written for you. And even though these emails are always written out, you can always add more information to them. You can personalize it yourself. So you put in all the pertinent information. This one, I don't know if... Oh, it says I can be... Yeah, this one, since I have participated before with United Farm Workers, I get their emails all the time. I just have to put in my email address. They have all my information saved, and they'll send it for me. Ugh. And I already participated in this advocacy campaign. Well, but that means you can. So again, that's ufw.org. You can click on Take Action, and there's a number of issues. Let's see, we have time. Let's look at another one. Let's look at the EPA one here. It says, tell the EPA to ban dangerous pesticide. And here's another one that I don't know if I'm going to be able to say correctly. Oh, boy. Chlorypyrifos is an organophosphate pesticide used on many crops, including apples, oranges, almonds, broccoli, grapes, and other foods. Scientists have linked chlorypyrifos to harm of the nervous system, with strong evidence suggesting harm to developing babies in utero. Acute poisoning symptoms range from dizziness and nausea to slowed heart rate and death. Chlorypyrifos attacks neurons that appear during the earliest stage of brain and central nervous system development. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently banned all residential uses of chlorypyrifos However, agriculture use continues. Nationwide in 2001, US EPA estimated that 11 to 16 million pounds of this pesticide were used, second only to malathion, for US insecticide use. So through its registration powers, EPA has the obligation to protect public health and the environment, ensure proper labeling of pesticides, and encourage use of less harmful alternatives for controlling pests. To protect the environment, EPA is given broad authority to deny or cancel a registration of any pesticide that has been demonstrated to cause serious adverse impacts on human health and the environment, even if the pesticide is registered under federal law. So, I don't think I've acted on this one. So again, I just put in my email address. It's going to send it to the proper decision maker based on my information. And let's see. Yep. It was sent to the EPA. So this email was sent to the decision maker at the EPA. And what they always do also is you can also help pass on information for this campaign. They have a way that you can pass on this issue to other people via email. If you know their email address, you can just input those addresses and they will send it on your behalf. So that's good. So again, that's United Farm Workers. UFW.org. And we'll be back. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. All right, we're back.
Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned.
We're going to go to a group called the Human Rights Campaign. They're an advocacy group regarding legislation for equality towards gays, lesbians, and transgenders. They're based in Washington. And they are a part of a lot of issues. And this one's very timely. If you've heard about the gentleman that George Bush has nominated for the Surgeon General, Dr. James Hulsinger. And he has a record that demonstrates that he is uninterested in the best scientific information available. Instead, he allows his anti-gay bias to inform his medical judgments. In past writings, he has compared reproductive organs to plumbing parts and seems to believe homosexuality is a lifestyle choice that should be cured. It's been said that he believes in reparative therapy, and that's something that homosexuality should be cured. So is this someone is appropriate to be, in a sense, our nation's top doctor regarding medical issues? So this is an action to send an email to your senators. And what the letter says in part is, as your constituent and as a supporter of the Human Rights Campaign, I am writing in opposition to President Bush's nomination of Dr. James Hulsinger to the position of Surgeon General. Since his nomination, allegations have surfaced suggesting that Dr. Holsinger holds anti-gay views that, if true, would make him ill-suited to serve the public health needs of all Americans. It is essential that America's Surgeon General value sound science over anti-gay ideology. And in the body of the email, it goes on to say, Dr. Holsinger's past writing suggests a scientific view rooted in anti-gay beliefs that are incompatible with the job of serving the medical health of all Americans. In a 1991 document titled Pathophysiology of Male Homosexuality, Dr. Holsinger argued in his capacity as a physician that homosexuality is unnatural and dangerous. This document indicates that he views sexual orientation as a lifestyle choice. This could not be further from the true position held by mainstream medical or scientific organizations. Oh, it gets even juicier. Additionally, Dr. Holsinger and his wife were founders of Hope Springs Community Church, which reportedly ministers to people who no longer wish to be gay or lesbian. This type of ex-gay conversion therapy has been condemned by almost every major reputable medical organization, including the American Psychological Association, which issued a condemnation over 10 years ago. So as the nation's chief medical doctor, the Office of Surgeon General is an extremely important position that has an impact on the lives of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Americans. So again, this one's pretty straightforward. It's just surprising that Bush would be so, like, blatant. Like, God. Just when you think the guy is wising up, it's not the case. So again, I'm just putting it all for my information. Luckily, this one, I don't have a means to have remembered information, but my browser remembers information. So I'm just pointing and clicking. And then I believe this is going to send it off to both my senators, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein. Let's see, I'm almost done. So I'm sending that off. Yep, that's who it sent it to. And again, and then it goes right to a page where you can pass on this information to, you can forward this to other friends you think might share in wanting to take part in this action. So again, that's the Human Rights Campaign, HRC.org. That's their main page. And then there's a link, just like all of them, that says Take Action. And you can find out all that information there. There's a lot of other information about hate crimes bills moving through the Senate. Repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, etc., etc. So there's a lot of important information there. Again, this is stuff that mainstream media doesn't seem to cover. So let's go to music. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. You can always reach me at Marquis, M-E-R-Q-U-I-S, at killradio.org for any questions or comments. Or if you want to pass in any online activist groups that you'd like me to pass on to our listeners. This is an artist by the name of Cavort. This song is What Love Is This.
I think it's really counterfeit. Always in my deepest stance, I need to take a chance before this feeling in my pants takes up on my right hand. My right hand man told me if you can, keep your head up out the clouds and keep your feet on solid land. I told baby that I do understand that you got a man, but check it out, that's just how I am. I go to the beach and I always leave with sand. The prince I am, cold Mac like, damn. I got it all figured out. Just plant the seed and watch a motherfucker sprout. In and out, when in doubt, it's not about getting in between the seams of her jeans. I know that's how it seems to tend to occupy the man's dreams, but we've seen the things to change a woman's self-esteem. Little kids pitching fish just to catch a fix. What love is this? It's a real counterfeit. Hey. What love is this? What love is this? What love is this? What love is this? Isn't it a counterfeit? What love is this? What love is this? What love is this? I said, what love is this? I think it's really counterfeit.
We're back. There are so many online groups out there. And one that I want to go to now is the World Wildlife Fund. Interesting thing about the WWF, their logo, you've probably seen it, it's the panda bear. What's interesting about them is they went to court against what was then known as the World Wrestling Federation. And if you look at their acronym, they had the same one as World Wildlife Fund. And the World Wildlife Fund won. That's because they had the name first. They had that acronym first. And now that's why it's called World Wrestling Entertainment rather than World Wrestling... What was it called? I don't even remember. Gosh. But it's kind of interesting. You think of these two different groups. I mean, talk about two completely different groups. My God. All right. So if you go to WWF. Let's see if this is the easy way. I want to. So I click on the links because I have them already. But I want to give you the easy way to get to. I want to see if it's just WWF.org. Yeah, if you go to WWF.org, that's the easy way to get in because they have ways to get into all their websites throughout the world. They have a number of websites throughout a number of countries. It's actually pretty amazing how many countries. And so I'm going to click on United States. I'm going to click on Take Action, like I have with all these other websites. Let's look at what's here. So there's a number of issues for U.S. activists. This first one is one of the world's largest fisheries at risk. And there's a little bit of information, but here's some more information about this coming. Learn about it. One of the world's largest fisheries at risk. Tell Congress to protect Bristol Bay, Alaska, the world's fish basket, from short-sighted oil and gas drilling. Bristol Bay is at the epicenter of a sustainable seafood industry that's worth $2 billion annually. It makes no sense to allow oil and gas drilling that would put Bristol Bay's fisheries and its rich Arctic marine biodiversity at risk, yet would generate only $7.7 billion total over 25 to 40 years of operation. Currently, there are no restrictions on energy development in Bristol Bay. A moratorium has been in place for many years, but Congress removed it in 2003, and President Bush lifted a presidential ban in January 2007. As a result, the U.S. Minerals Management Service proposes to lease the area for oil and gas development by 2011. So obviously, now is the time to speak out. So if you go, there's the information there. You can go back to the issue. And again, it has the email written for you. And the title, what it's asking is to co-sponsor the Bristol Bay Protection Act. And you just fill out the information. And it does it all for you. Watch that I already did this one, but I don't think I have. So I'm putting in my address information. And again, what I like about this is, God, who would have known that this was going on? So I'm filling it all out. I'm sending the email. And there it is. We'll be back. All right, so we're back. There was a lot of actions today, a lot of groups out there. I think next time I'll do less. I think less is more. You can find out links to all these groups. I think they're on my MySpace page, myspace.com/marquis_KR. Again, that's MARQUIS_KR. I've been meaning to put those on there. Maybe I haven't done that yet. But This show will be available again as a podcast, as a archive. It'll be available through killradio.org. I'll probably be uploading it later today so that you can download and get this information if you like. I'm going to end the show a little early today just because I think we've done it. Next time I'm going to spend more time on music, I think. I'm learning as I'm going along. This is the sophomore show. So I want to thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or any information you want to pass on to me that I can pass on to all of us, you can always email me at marquis@killradio.org. That's MARQUIS, like Marquis de Sade, marquis@killradio.org. Again, I'm DJ Marquis. Thank you so much for listening at the top of the hour. Coming up next is Here Here with DJs Mark and John. That's actually me. Well, I'm the Mark part. So stay tuned. We have music from around the world that has been submitted. And we're sharing it all with you. So thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. Coming up next, the top of the hour, here on killradio.org.